Well, during this crucial time, the health sector is receiving additional funding and is notorious for claiming a big chunk off the national budget. But to date, Corruption Watch has received nearly 700 reports of wrongdoing in the industry. The watchdog has released a report, X-Ray, the critical state of the healthcare sector in South Africa, highlighting the devastating impact of corruption on the lives of those who rely on the public healthcare system most. Malusi Ngala, who's researcher at Corruption Watch, who authored the report, joins us on the line now with more of the detail there. Thanks so much, Malusi, for your time this evening. So how much of a problem are we looking at here, and is it necessarily skewed to the public sector because that is the perception, or does it straddle both the public and private spaces?
Good evening to the viewers and good evening. So, this report looks at the health sector and general clinics and the hospitals. It doesn't necessarily discriminate and say it's the private sector or public sector, but we should bear in mind that the majority of cases, in terms of corruption, how we look at corruption, it involves both public and private sector, so it straddles both the sectors. So even though our reporters in this report will talk mainly about clinics and hospitals and procurement processes that are irregular, you know, it involves a private player and a public official.
Okay. What that ultimately means is that we're looking at a system that's boasting a suboptimal performance right now, translating to poor returns on investment at the end of the day, Malusi. What's hitting hardest?
It's the devastating impact of corruption. So what we have essentially is that due to people seeing an opportunity to actually steal from the most vulnerable people in our society, now we find ourselves in a situation where we are facing a pandemic and we have a shortage of beds, a shortage of clinics, a shortage of equipment. And now we're wondering as to how come we cannot provide to all the people. I'm not saying that necessarily all the money that currently is available would have satisfied us all, but with the corruption factor, with corruption being a factor at least, you know, one has to wonder how much more we could have done.
Yeah. How much is this costing us? Have the numbers actually been tallied on a monetary basis?
No, we haven't quantified on that level. What we do have, it's just to say that, for example, 39 of the cases will speak about procurement. 22% of the cases will speak about procurement corruption, and it will explain that, you know, officials in cahoots with some of these companies that are already doing business with the state, or that are bidding to do business, the state will look for kickback.
Yeah.
Or they will inflate prices, or will find some way to actually exclude well-deserving companies that should be working with the state.
Malusi, what are some of the factors influencing corruption here? I mean, does it boil down to being as simple as poor governance and lack of accountability structures being in place?
What we have learned, at least, is that, you know, it's mainly due to accountability. So that's what people at least are telling us as well, and that's the perception that they have, is that no one seems to be held accountable for these various forms of corruption that are manifesting in the public health sector, or at least in the health sector in general. So people end up doing what they want to do, stealing funds that are actually meant to take care of the most vulnerable people, and no one is held accountable, even though people have found ways to actually complain about it to the police and others. Because usually when people come to Corruption Watch, they come to us as a last resort.
Malusi, I feel like I'm saying this quite often and on quite a few fronts of late, but this is not something we didn't know years ago already. So what's going to be the catalyst to shift things in the right direction here? There have been numerous reports pre-COVID-19. I mean, you yourselves have been getting complaints over the past 8 years already that it's almost become a culture.
Yes, and that's the point that this report is making, is that at what point in time do we as citizens say enough is enough? Because surely when our lives are at stake, there's something to be said about it. And it's only because some people are greedy. So we have accepted it. It's some kind of normal situation that has unfolded. But now, hopefully, we realize that when we find ourselves in a crisis like we do at the moment, it really is about life and death when it comes to corruption. So, I mean, we're hoping that at least this report will firstly at least get the attention of the officials and get law enforcement to act upon some of these cases, because we are part of a multi-stakeholder group with government, law enforcement, and private sector, who will then hopefully act upon some of these cases and something gets done. And then secondly, we're hoping that the public will continue to blow the whistle on corruption and see that actually this is very, very concerning, and that it will ultimately lead to behavioral change.
That being said, Malusi, just last October, pre-COVID-19, we saw a new forum being launched to fight fraud, corruption, in the healthcare sector. It was the Health Sector Anti-Corruption Forum that was formed and chaired by President Cyril Ramaphosa. What exactly has that achieved? Has it achieved anything at all?
To date, we form part of this forum. That's what I'm actually referring to. And we have forwarded some very important cases to them relating to how, for example, procurement in Limpopo, relating to how officials have irregularities with regards to catering deals, and others relating to how they've inflated figures in ARVs, in the selling and buying of ARVs. So we're still waiting for outcomes to be able to actually to say that, okay, you know, this forum is very helpful. But the intention is there, as far as we can tell from the government. But we're still waiting for people to be held accountable. No one has been held accountable.
Yep.
And so that is very concerning.
Translating that intent into action, always the biggest hurdle to clear. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Malusi, for your time this evening. That, of course, researcher at Corruption Watch, Malusi Nkala.